This is tape recording 1176 C24 RJ28. Copyright C, 1976 by L. Ron Hubbard, all rights reserved. This is an address by L. Ron Hubbard, personally recorded and mixed by L. Ron Hubbard and the staff of LRH Audio Visual, especially for your org. The musical introduction is Zarathustra, composed by Richard Strauss in 1896, and arranged and played by Steve Cartmill on Ron's Baldwin organ. It is the first public performance, especially for you.
Greetings to the executives and staff of your farming org. Recently, I brought about a reorganization for you and gave you a very specific and positive terminal in the Flag Bureau to take care of your needs. I'm very interested in your growing up and getting big and taking control of your area and becoming very full-fledged and very much able to handle your area. You shouldn't worry about the difficulties the public is having. You're there to handle the public. You shouldn't worry about the fact that they are very often hostile. Saving mankind is not unlike trying to drag a wounded water buffalo out of a water hole. Above all else, it takes confront. The environment of man has been muddied up by psychiatry and psychology. Scientology over the world is putting them on the run. Their day has ended. Their star has set. We are the new future, and we are making it good. And I expect your org to carry on, hold the form of the org, get fully manned and ready to go, and take off like a rocket. I am doing all I can to help the takeoff continue. And that's what it is, help. In your turn, you can help me by making the org help itself. An org is looked upon in terms of what its CO or ED is accomplishing, what its individual staff members are accomplishing. It is looked on the basis of who is there and what they are accomplishing. It is not looked on for what Flag does for it, quite the reverse. The more Flag has to do to bring about an org's prosperity, the lower opinion it has of the CO, the ED, and the staff. Exterior management begins to look for who is stopping the scene from functioning and what can be done to make it function. An org that is doing well independently, that is taking responsibility for its own scene, that is getting the show on the road by its own evaluations, its own application of policy, purity of tech, is admired and respected. When an org has to be wet-nursed by Flag, when it runs only on orders, when it takes no responsibility for itself or its staff, when its org form needs to be handled and its tech corrected and its delivery has to be worked over by Flag missions, the reputation of the CO, ED, and staff suffers. In your case, my current administrative actions and Flag programs are all aimed at getting you going, getting you up to the point where you can be given the ball, so you can get into orbit and stay there on your own actions. There will always be new programs that will assist you, programs that reach out to the world. Other programs reach in to solve the problems only when you haven't solved them yourselves. We need more reach-out programs. You can assist by handling yourselves to require far less reach-in programs. We want you to be autonomous and proud and prosperous. I've lately issued LRH Ed 289 INT, which gives you a general summary of some of the work I have been doing in recent weeks or months. I'm correcting things which in the main were not your fault, that came to you as orders from others. I am not your general manager. I am officially titled Consultant to the Board of Directors and, of course, Founder. I ceased to be your Executive Director on 1 September 1966. I retired and worked on my own hats, writing, research, development, and general consultation with church executives. There have been many fine people handling things since that time, directly on your lines, expanding the numbers and impact of Scientology. Every now and then, under board authority, I do, however, get pulled back into administration, and this is one of those times. Many executives in the senior world of Scientology do splendidly. They have spread Scientology further and further by their hard and excellent work. They keep the show on the road. There was a time when Scientology's forward progress was totally dependent on what I got done. This is no longer the case. Stellar amongst those senior bodies is the Guardian Office. It is the foremost organization of its kind on the planet, and you are very lucky to have it, and so is the planet. And there are other fine networks. There are many old-time, long-experienced senior executives directly on your lines today. They all want you to succeed. They want you to succeed as individuals. And they want you to succeed as organizations. And they work harder, far harder, than any other body of executives on the planet. You have executives and potential executives there in your org or available to your org. The Flag Bureau Executive College was set up and groomed up to produce more executives, and it is doing a great job of it now. It is very thin at the top, particularly when you have the whole planet opening up. Today we have far, far more good press than we have bad press over the planet. Your AG, your assistant guardian, can prove it to you. Today we have far more good TV programs than bad ones. The bad ones are almost non-existent. The good ones are tremendous in number. Today we have thousands of radio spots every week. That's right, every week. You may not recognize some of them as Scientology. You are, however, getting the social benefit of these. Bans and counterintentions to us are fading away, and nearly all the serious ones are past history. The scene with IRS and other tax authorities appears quite favorable. And as we overcome the obstacles that will always greet a potential as great as ours, what is happening to our yesterday enemies? They are losing. They have lost ground so far and so heavily that they are beginning to fade from the world scene. Psychiatry and psychology take heavy losses every day. The one that started the initial attacks on us covertly over the world, the American Medical Association, has very nearly ceased to exist. And what of our own actions? Our plans and advances and materials have entered a golden age. Never have such publications and advances been available as they are now. It took years and years of work by an awful lot of people to assemble the materials in book form that are now available to you. The Org Exec course volumes came first, then its subject index. Now we have the admin dictionary at the printers, and it will be released after the first of the year. It is the only dictionary of its kind and will handle not only your own admin misuse, but those of the business world as well. A short time ago, the HCOB volumes were published and released. You can't say you don't have the technical bulletins vital to your training. That is quite a triumph, getting the world's foremost future mental technology all into one big set of volumes. They are available to you right now from pubs. And along with them, you have already the tech dictionary to handle all the technical misuse. How's that? And in addition to other books, coming right up is the most broad and effective volume that you have ever seen. It's the Volunteer Minister's Manual. It is a beautifully printed and put together book. It's being released for your Christmas trade. Programs, the reach out kind, are coming right along with it to give you new reach. There never before has been anything like the Volunteer Minister's Manual. It took 4 years to produce. There is a cassette project now in its beginning stages by which you can obtain selected classic lectures from a library gathered together from over a quarter of a century of LRH lectures. In these materials, you have the only workable mental and spiritual technology in the world today, and that is the fact. You have the means of handling and solving your own, the individuals, the groups, and mankind's problems. That's no exaggeration. If this weren't true, how is it our tech is becoming more and more the official, the copied, the progressive tech of the planet? A few days ago, somebody showed me a Playboy, and it said that drugs were dying out in universities because the students were becoming Scientologists. But all of our general progress is made from the building block of an org, your org. Such advances into the society require teamwork, and an org is a team. It is a team amongst many other org teams over the planet. So what is an org, and what are its duties, and what is its atmosphere? Well, I'll tell you. An org is built of people. People as individuals have to be hatted and have a purpose for their post they can perform, and on which they can produce something that is necessary to group survival. We live in a cynical and violent age, yet an org must be friendly above all else. It must care for its public in a friendly, interested way and do all possible to help them. It must also care for its staff members and care about what happens to them and how they feel and help them on their posts and in their lives. An org is actually a religious cooperative. Its staff makes what they actually produce. Staff pay is conditional upon the way a whole org enforces HCO policy and uses HCOBs. It is true, proven time after time, that the only rich orgs and prosperous staffs work directly by HCOPLs for org form and lines under execs who were insistent upon the purity of org form and lines and held the form of the org and hatted staff accordingly. There is a safeguard in decency and policy. Standard tech is what an org is supposed to deliver, and if its staff is not insistent upon standard tech, straight by the book, it can cease to be a bright and shining place. You are creating an island of friendliness, decency, and succor in the sea of a violent world. You do it by using policy and tech that it took half a century to find and develop. Sometimes it's tough going. Well, it's a tough world. But that is what makes our org so valuable. And that is why, above all else, we must create these org islands. Sometime in the future, the islands will become the sea, and it will happen because you took this advice, these PLs, and this tech, and used them purely and as they were intended to succor man from the gathering darkness and decay of this Earth's civilization. Others talk about a better world. We are making one, and what I have just told you is the winning way to do it. So don't regard it lightly. We're the only chance man has. Don't forget it.